Good morning. My name is Gary calling with customer support. How may I help you?
Good morning, Eric. I'm calling because I got two charges from your company on my credit card bill, and I don't know what these charges are for.
Okay. I'm going to have to have your name and zip code so I can look up to see who it was exactly that billed you, because we're just a call center. So can I have your first name?
My first name is Odette, O-D-E-T-T-E.
Okay, let's see.
The last name is Therrien, T-H-E-R-R-I-E-N.
Can I have your zip code?
Here it's
34203. Okay. Can you spell your last name one more time for me? I'm not seeing it.
T is in Tom, H is in Hotel, E is in Echo, R is in Robert, R is in Robert, I is in India, E is in Echo, N is in Nancy.
And your first name is O D E T T E.
Correct. Or it could have been for my husband, Bertrand, but I'm not sure.
I'm not finding anything under Odette Darren.
If I give you the reference number, would that help?
Let's see, is there anywhere to put? Usually you had to have a name and a first and a last name or a zip code. We don't have anywhere to put in a reference number.
Do you have a first and last name under 04240? Because my billing address is 04240.
No, ma'am, I don't. What's your husband?
So how do I get these charges taken off then?
I would do. What is your husband's name, or are the charges
Bertrand.
In your name? Okay.
Well, it could be in mine or in his. So we both have the same card number.
Okay. Can you spell his name?
His first name is Bertrand. That's B as in boy, E as in echo, R as in Robert, T as in Tom, R as in Robert, A, N as in Nancy, and D as in David.
Okay, I think they're under his name. Let's see here. For security purposes, your address is
508
44th Avenue,
E.
Eli
Lot
H10,
uh-huh.
Brandington, Florida. Okay, give me one second
Bradenton,
while it
yep.
pulls
yep.
up your account. Thank you. Okay. Let's see what would this be for. Okay, I see on December the 16th, someone, it says a cap P1. What is that? Did someone online either take a survey or how would you have gotten into this? A cap P1, what is that? But yeah, on December the 16th, it says betraying, however you spell his name, that was a $5.74 amount for, I don't know what was it, says cap P1, and it was shipped to you. It has a tracking number and everything, but that, whatever he ordered, that came with a monthly, let me see, this membership fee. It comes with a monthly fee where they enter you into a sweepstakes, so you can win, you get a chance to win, I guess, whatever gadgets they offer from their online store. So that's why he got that charge. Has he been, does he want to be counseled out of that, or is he still interested in that?
Well, yeah, and what was the other charge on 1221 for $67.32?
That's the monthly fee. That's
$67.32?
Yes, ma'am.
Honey, did you sign up for a monthly fee?
When he bought that, whatever he purchased on December the 16th, that came with a monthly fee if he didn't cancel out within, it appears to be 7 days, or some of them are 15 days, but it came with a monthly fee. That's why whatever you ordered was so cheap.
What's the monthly fee for?
It's a monthly fee for wherever he ordered that from. It enters him into a sweepstakes to get other, I guess, gadgets, whatever they offer from their store, from whatever store he ordered this from. So it enters him to a campaign to where he can win. He gets a chance to win monthly, like, gadgets and stuff from their store. So does he want to be canceled out of that, or is he still interested?
Yes, please cancel that.
What was the order? What did I order?
The only, let's see, what does it say here? It, from my end, only thing I could see, it says cap P1, but it was ordered on December the 16th, and it has a tracking number and everything, so it should have came in the mail. I have no idea what it is.
You don't know what it was?
No, sir. It has a tracking number and everything. So I'm guessing you should have received it in the mail.
But the $67 is a monthly fee to be entered in this?
Yes, ma'am, because apparently he probably didn't cancel out within so many days. Get him canceled out of that. Blacklist. Okay. Blacklist. Okay. I have a cancellation number I have to give you.
Okay.
It is C as in cat, 2, 6,
3-4-3-6-2-4-9. That's a cancellation number?
Yes, sir. That's a cancellation number to get you canceled out of that account, because that would come with another monthly fee. I would be guessing in January sometime, but you have it canceled out, so you won't be getting any other monthly fees. But that's what that came from. Whatever you ordered on the 16th of this month, it comes with a fee. That's why they sell their stuff so cheap.
Okay, you said the 16th of the month?
Yes, sir. It was something you ordered on December 16th.
Yep.
Okay. Do you have an item number, or you said you had a tracking number?
I have a tracking number. I don't. Let's see. Let me go back to that and pull it up for you. Yeah. Do you need to write this tracking number down?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. It is 9-2-7-4-8-9-0-3-1-8-4-3-6-3-0-0-3-1-4-1-8-6. And I'm guessing that would be USPS mail. I can't see from my end, but that is the tracking number.
That's one hell of a tracking number. Okay. 16 December. Do you know what the amount was?
Yes, 574, right here. What's your hat? Your hat.
Yes, sir. That is that has your counts out everything. But yes, sir, that 574 is how all of that started.
$5.74.
Yes, sir. Whatever you ordered, it comes with a monthly fee if you don't cancel out within a certain amount of days. That's why that happened. But I have you canceled out of that account now, so you won't be getting any more fees.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You have a great day.
All right.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, man. You're welcome, sir.